Despite Iran's continued targeting of American military members in the Middle East and, most disturbingly, their verified assassination plots against American citizens here in the homeland, the Biden administration continues to pursue a nuclear agreement with Iran, the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. The Iran nuclear deal, negotiated by the Obama administration in 2015, promised to stop Iran's nuclear program and achieve peace in the region. Neither happened. In fact, Iran's terror operations increased and their nuclear program was not comprehensively dismantled. The Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign against the terror state weakened their capacity to strike the homeland and strengthened our Middle Eastern partners to take a larger role in their own defense. President Trump's aggressive stance toward Iranian terror deterred our adversaries and secured our homeland. The Biden administration's foolish and fanciful pursuit of peace through appeasement must be stopped. In response to this administration's weakness, Iran continues to target top U.S. national security officials, placing million-dollar bounties on the heads of Americans like former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. President Biden's negotiations pacify rather than hold Iran accountable. All of this occurs without fear of retaliation from the United States and demands action by Congress to safeguard our homeland. So today I'm joining my friend and fellow veteran, Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida, to introduce the Punish Act, or Preventing Underhanded and Nefarious Iranian-Supported Homicides Act. The bill would enforce U.S. sanctions on Iran until the Secretary of State certifies to Congress that Iran has not supported any attempt or activity to kill a U.S. citizen, former or current U.S. official, or an Iranian living within the United States. Specifically, it would codify the Trump administration's maximum pressure sanctions and prohibit lifting sanctions on Iran, including those that President Biden intends to lift to re-enter the Iran nuclear agreement, until the State Department can certify no assassination attempts or bounties are placed on current or former U.S. officials for 5 years.